We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day. Plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to T2T.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Welcome to you, folks. Good morning. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Friday. We begin this Friday by reminding you all of the fine platforms that we have that we broadcast this show each and every broadcast day. We are here at the South Point Studios, our home base, South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard, here in your cowboy headquarters and gaming capital of the world. And of course, on the YouTube South Point Streaming Network. You go to YouTube, you punch in South Point Studios, you get to the page, you click Race Day, and here we are, and here you are as well. And if you haven't joined us on the chat box, do so. When you get there, just hit subscribe. If you haven't already, it's free. Subscribe is free. And then you can start chatting on the chat box. And I got to tell you, not only do they comment on some of the things we say on the show, but they also share ideas as far as handicapping and picking horses as well on the chat box. So get involved. And, of course, we want to thank everybody here at the South Point for allowing that on YouTube. And, of course, we want to remind you that here in Las Vegas, our anchor radio station locally here is Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM. Of course, you can listen to the play-by-play of the Ram games on Sports Talk 1400 AM when you're here in Las Vegas and running around town. You can hear the Race Day show as well. And, of course, all of our websites that we have, our Race Day websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global, got them all. You can listen to us simulcasting through there. And, of course, your iPhone, Androids, and Google phones. We got that covered with the apps. Just go to your app store and get the apps. You can get the KSHP app that you can hear us through the radio signal. And, of course, the YouTube app that you can see and listen to us through the YouTube app signal. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever, welcome to the Race Day Show. For this Friday, as we ramp up the first big weekend of several weekends of the National Finals Rodeo here in Las Vegas. We keep telling you that because it's such so much fun to have the Cowboys here. It is their Super Bowl, the National Finals Rodeo, and there's things going on all over Las Vegas. It has become a cowboy town. A lot of those big, large pickup trucks and 10-gallon hats, Wrangler jeans, and long-stemmed beers throughout Las Vegas, and we enjoy having the Cowboys here, that's for sure. Today is opening day, both at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas, and at Los Alamitos in Southern California. And, of course, we are already started with Turfway Park. That happened earlier this week. The Gulfstream Park Championship meeting is underway for a couple of weeks now. And as far as that big pick five carryover, that late pick five carryover at Turfway, they hit it yesterday. Several tickets hit that, so that's gone. But we'll take a look at Los Al and certainly Oaklawn Park and see what they got happening for today, as well as the entire racing menu. We'll have handicappers Jonathan Hardoon back with us, Rich Ang, who had that pick in the NFL game. What a great Thursday night the football game it was. It wound up where the Detroit Lions won by exactly 3 points, exactly the field goal that we were talking about. And when Richie was talking about the spread, the point spread being 3 to 3.5, that half a point, you could buy down to 3. So if you bet Detroit and you bought it down to 3, if you didn't get 3 already, then you will get your money back. But those of you who went and took Green Bay and got the 3.5, you're a winner. So it was an exciting game there. Richie's got a college pick for us today because there's some conference championships going on today. One of them that is very a very big interest here in Las Vegas is the UNLV. The UNLV of college football team will be playing Boise State for the Mountain West Championship. And if we win it, we go to the playoffs. If we don't, probably not. So it's a big game for us tonight in UNLV here in town at the Mountain West Championship game, which will be held in Boise, by the way. Boise is going to get that championship game there. So we will see what Richie might have to think about that. A couple of other championship games as well tonight for college football. So Richie will be along with that, and, of course, a selection for horse racing as well. John Lindo will be with us, taking a look at opening of Los Alamitos. Jerry J may or may not be with us, depending on his travel plans. You know, he was telling you that he was returning to Las Vegas from New York. It's all about the airlines and how his travel plans went. Let's hope we can get Jerry on a little bit at the end of the show. And, of course, Bob Mazursky of coming to us with the Los Alamitos report on opening day at Los Alamitos. Our handicappers had a good day yesterday at Gulfstream Park. For example, Jonathan Hardoon gave us the winner, his pick in the ninth race at Gulfstream 1, Iris's Dream, under a great ride by Jorge Ruiz, paying $7 even for the win there. Cheryl Weinbaugh was the trainer. Iris's Dream had, like I said, just an absolutely perfect trip and got the job done there. As far as multiple winners yesterday, Safi Joseph Jr. won 3 out of the first 7 races yesterday at Gulfstream. He won the first race with Tyler Gaffleon on La Cantera, paying $3.40. Came right back in the second race with Goldstream for Edgar Zayas, and that horse paid $3.60. So Safi Joseph had the two favorites winning the early double back-to-back there at Goldstream yesterday. And then he came back with his third win of the day in the seventh race with Mr. Narcissistic, that horse with Edgar Zayed aboard. So Edgar Zayas had two out of the three wins for Safi Joseph and paid $3.40 there. So Safi Joseph horses well bet at Gulfstream yesterday, but they all won as favorites in those races. And as far as other trainers, Colin Murra. Colin Murra trained the third race winner, Dundee. Dundee was ridden by Rajiv Murra. He is back riding. Remember, he was one of the talent on the NYRA programs out of Belmont Park, out of New York, out of Aqueduct and Belmont and Saratoga this year. Rajiv was part of the broadcast team. But now he's back in Florida, down in Florida, and he's back in the saddle again, and he gets his comeback win. He's back riding in the third race for a... might be even a relative, Colin Murra, who was the trainer of that. So it was all a family affair there. $16.60 for that comeback win for the Murras there in the third race. And outside of that, John Lindo on his Lindo report had the late pick four for you. It was a $24 layout. And the winners were 340, 720, 7 even, and 2320 in the last race. That 50-cent pick four paid $176.05 and was on John Lindo's Lindo report for Gulfstream yesterday. Congratulations, John, on another suggested late pick four win there. $176.05 for a $24 complete layout there at Gulfstream Park. And then Rich Eng came with a winner at the fairgrounds. At the fairgrounds in the eighth race, over an Ollie, Jose Ortiz aboard for Al Stahl Jr. Bet down from 7-2 on the morning line, paid one and paid $3.60. He was really bet off the board. It was a muddy track yesterday at the fairgrounds. But Richie gets a winner in the eighth race as well. So our handicappers did real well yesterday. John Lindo's Lindo Report did well. And we're hopefully they're on a run and we can get some more out of them today. All right, now. We've got a couple of news items I want to get to right away, if we can get this computer running again. Here you go. One of the news items is the ongoing story with Paco Lopez, okay? Paco Lopez came out on X and posted a posting on X that we're going to read, and then we're going to put this thing to bed. Lopez said in the post, "I take full responsibility for my actions. I am aware that our sport is under a lot of scrutiny, and I fully apologize to everyone involved in our sport, the fans, the horsemen, management, racing commissions, HISA, and, of course, the horse national law. My actions were reactionary in the heat of the moment, and I am truly sorry." The response from the folks at HISA: once HISA is satisfied Lopez has dealt with his issues and is ready to commit himself to prioritizing horse welfare and the safety of his fellow jockeys, we will discuss his eventual return to thoroughbred racing. So he is still on the suspension. He has apologized, and we'll leave it at that. The other big news item is also involving HISA. Two big 800-pound gorillas in the racing industry, Churchill Downs Incorporated and the New York Racing Association, together have filed a joint lawsuit against the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, alleging that the organization has not adhered to its own rule determining funding assessments. So Churchill Downs and the New York Racing Association now in a lawsuit against HISA because they say they're charging them too much money. They're overcharging them. And so now we'll wait and see how that shakes out when they get to the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Kentucky, which is where they filed that from. So this is going to be interesting now. HISA, the government agency, fighting the two big, huge racing organizations in the United States. We'll wait and see how that shakes out, but that's going to be pretty interesting to watch as that continues to go through the court system. Okay, as I say, Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Chang, John Lindo, hopefully Jerry J, and of course Bob Mazursky for Los Alamitos, and of course your racing menu and all that other good stuff about to happen. Let's take quickly a look at the weather as far as it is here in Las Vegas. Right now outside it's 45 degrees. We're going to get up to 68 today. As I said earlier in the week, these are going to be the parameters as far as the highs and lows. Be high 30s into the low and mid 40s overnight, and the mid to high 60s in the afternoons. But it looks like it's going to be great weather. As long as we don't get that wind, to get that wind chill factor, we'll be fine. And, of course, coming up this weekend, races that have Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks implications, with some already points going to the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard and the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. For the Kentucky Derby, you'll have the Remsen Stakes at Aqueduct, and I do believe the Remington Sapling Board Stakes on the 13th of December, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on the 14th of December, and the Gunrunner at the Fairgrounds on the 21st of December. So all of those races have Kentucky Derby points implications for this month, December. Coming up this weekend, however, will be the Demoiselle at Aqueduct. That'll have 10 points for the Kentucky Oaks. And, of course, the Starlet coming up as well at Los Alamitos, also with 10 points for the Kentucky Oaks. So we got some interesting races coming up for future endeavors on the first weekend in May of next year. All right, weather, as I say, here in Las Vegas, you already got our temperatures. The temperatures around the country, Miami 79. Washington's only going to get to 38 degrees. New York is going to get to 36 as a high today. It's cold in New York. Kansas City, 45. Chicago, 32. They're at freezing at Chicago for a high today. Los Angeles, 76. Phoenix, Arizona will have 79. And, of course, as I say here, 68 degrees. As far as the precipitation and anything else, anything that's left as far as snow and rain and all that is up in the Great Lakes area there, north in the United States. And there's a little bit of a rain action going on in the middle of Texas, but that's about it. So it looks like clear racing for both the Los Alamitos, for Gulfstream Park, for Oaklawn, and, of course, Aqueduct as well. So without any further ado, we're going to go to our first break. And when we come back, we're going to start what we usually do, get the racing menu and our handicappers starting ready to go for this Friday here in Cowboy Central, as the National Finals Rodeo continues here in Las Vegas. We are at the South Point Studios, the center of all the cowboy action, and of course, plenty of action for horse racing as well. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
I want to give you a quick reminder here on the YouTube South Point Studios network streaming. Not only do we have the race day shows here, but some other great shows as well. Gone Racing is on here on Thursdays, and of course, Sports by the Book. And if you want to catch up on all of the action as far as the NFL and all of the big championship playoffs as far as college football and on to the college football championship brackets, you just stay tuned to the Sports by the Book. They do a great job, and they break down the games as well. And it's an exciting time of year for both college football and the NFL that's finally making their run now for the playoffs for the Super Bowl as well. All right, time to get started with the racing menu today, reminding you, as we always do, first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that starting times, the first post times in the Pacific time zone, because that's these are going to be the first post times that roll out in our race book here at South Point today. We are in the Pacific time zone. Now, you know, we broadcast through many different time zones around the world. So simply put, whatever time zone you're in, if you're not in the Pacific time zone, adjust it from the one you're in to the Pacific time zone, and then you'll be right. And you won't miss anything like, I don't want you to miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. We're going to start off with the menu at Aqueduct Racetrack, the Big A. Remember, they canceled yesterday because of high winds, but they're back in biz today at Aqueduct. They have 8 races at the Big A and a first post time of 9:10 at Aqueduct today. And we'll scoot on over here and see what they got. Track is fast. They say it's going to be 33 degrees by post time for the first race at Aqueduct today, but the track is fast. All right, first post time is at 9:10. Gulfstream Park is next. They have 10 races. Their first post time is 9:20. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover, $104,370 already. Wow. $104,370 is the Pick 6 jackpot, the Rainbow jackpot at Gulfstream. Again, first post time for 10 races today is at 9:20, Gulfstream. Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races, and their first post time at Laurel is at 9:25. They have a Pick 6 jackpot carryover at Laurel of $2,445, first post time at 9:25. Tampa Bay Downs is next. Tampa Bay Downs has a Pick 6 jackpot carryover of $10,674. 9 races at Tampa Bay, first post time is at 9:25. Woodbine, north of the border. They may have some weather up there, but nevertheless, Woodbine has a big carryover in their Pick 6 jackpot. Woodbine's Pick 6 jackpot carryover today, $145,254. That's a nice little carryover in their Pick 6 jackpot. They have 8 races today at Woodbine. Their first post time at Woodbine is set at 10:10. 10:10 at Woodbine today. All right, coming up next is Oaklawn Park. It's opening day at Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And if it stays the tradition as it is, the opening day crowd at Oaklawn Park will be larger than the population of the city of Hot Springs that it's in, because they love Oaklawn and racing down there in that part of the country. It starts off today with opening day. First post time is 10:30. We got a feature race today for 2-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs, the Advent Stakes. That'll be the 9th race on the card. 6 go to the post in this one. And Innovator is the even money favorite with Christian Torres aboard. First post time at Oaklawn is set at 10:30 today for the curtain racer. All right, Fairgrounds is next. Fairgrounds was a muddy racetrack yesterday. Fairgrounds has 8 races today, and their first post time at the Fairgrounds today is set at 10:45. 10:45 at the Fairgrounds today. Following that comes Los Alamitos. Opening day at Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds today. Their first post time is 12:30. 8 races at Los Al. First post time, again, 12:30 today for the curtain raiser at Los Alamitos. Pleasanton Racetrack has 7 races. Pleasanton has a first post time of 1:15. Pick 6 jackpot carryover there, $5,715. They also have a super high 5 carryover, a regular super high 5 carryover of $48,082. That at Pleasanton today as well. First post time, 1:15 for their 7 races. Delta Downs will kick in with a 9 race card. Their first post time is 2:50. Then we'll get to Turfway Park. where they gave away all that money in the carryover yesterday. Turfway Park has 9 races today and full fields. Man, these are just absolutely overflow fields. 9 races, first post time, 2:55 at Turfway Park today. Penn National. Penn National has a couple of carryovers. They got a regular pick 5 carryover today at $3,535. It's a regular pick 5, $3,535. They have a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $4,072. And Penn National has 7 races with a first post time of 3:15. Charlestown has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $97,939. 9 races today at Charlestown and a first post time of 4 p.m. And then we got Remington Park. I'll wrap it up. Remington Park has 8 races and a first post time of 4:30. And that is the racing menu for today, Friday. Now we'll get out to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon standing by patiently. Jonathan, good morning. I'm doing fine. I know it's cold here, but I'll bet you it's colder where you're at.
It is, but today there's no wind, so we could deal with the 30-degree temperature. It's when the winds start going 30, 40 miles an hour. Well, then it feels a lot colder.
Jonathan, it's opening day today at Oaklawn Park, and I know you did a sheet for Oaklawn, and you'll be probably doing a lot of handicapping at Oaklawn because it's a very popular meet at this time of the year. And it doesn't have a turf course. Everything is on the dirt, obviously. But for handicappers who are handicapping Oaklawn Park, what's the Oaklawn Park profile?
Yeah, you really need either a work or a race over the track. It's very hard to ship in and run without having a work or a race. Well, obviously, no one's going to have a race today, but you can look for horses that have run well there in the past and horses that have worked coming into this meet. You know, there's a handful of barns that are there, and they got off to an early start. So pay attention. It's an important thing, and certainly take it easy the first week or two. Give them a chance to run over the track so you get a feel for it.
Well, we've got a couple of races this weekend that have implications as far as the Kentucky Oaks leaderboard for next year. One of them is in New York, and, of course, that is the Demoiselle. And that'll be run tomorrow along with the Remsen, the Gopher One, and the Cigar Mile. 4 nice stakes races tomorrow at Aqueduct. But the Demoiselle, of course, has a full field of 10 two-year-old fillies going in the race. Big favorite in that race is Mohima. Florent Garreau riding for Brad Cox will break from the rail and is odds on to win this thing.
Well, the problem with the race, Ralph, to be honest with you, is you're dealing with a lot of lightly raced horses. Very few of them have been the mile and an eighth distance that they're running tomorrow. Mm-hmm. The one horse, Mahima, had 2 races, 6.5 and 7, and she was super impressive in both of them. The question is, you know, if she's going to handle the two turns, she's going to be very tough to beat. She has the advantage of breaking from the rail. Giroux spending the day in New York for Cox, so all that means something, and I think she's going to be very tough to beat.
Now, I got to tell you, this race is scheduled at 1 1/8 miles, and I just don't remember any races for two-year-olds up to this point at that longer distance of 1 1/8 miles. I know the Breeders' Cup juvenile races were 1 1/16 miles.
Yeah, this I think is going to be the furthest one, and you know, as time goes on and they get closer to May, they're going to start running further and further. That's the whole question. Again, I said it. These horses just haven't been this far. All you could do is base it on what they've done so far, and you could look at some breeding. And in both cases, it certainly points the one out.
Well, that's on, of course, that's tomorrow at Aqueduct. And, of course, there's another race for two-year-old fillies with 10 points on the Kentucky Oaks future points leaderboard as well. And that is, of course, the Starlet at Los Alamitos. That's at 1 1/16 miles and the usual distance that they've been racing so far. 7 are going in that race. Bob Baffert's got 3 in the race. So I guess it's surrounded by Mr. Baffert. But believe it or not, one of the, I think, the favorite in the race, it comes out of Phil D'Amato's barn, Vodka with a Twist.
Yeah, and there's an interesting horse in there that I actually like. I like the one horse in there, the Peter Yurton horse, Aunt Mo. She stretched out last time for the first time to a mile at Del Mar. You know, it could have been one of those speed-favoring tracks because she just went to the lead and kept going. But that being said, you know, she really ran a big figure. She has three lifetime starts. She's improved in each and every one of them. Rispoli comes in to ride. You're getting 4-1. That's a fair price. Number one, Aunt Mo is the horse that I like in that spot.
All righty. And now we'll get back to trying to get some action today off of that nice winner you gave us yesterday. And what a nice trip this horse got. You could tell almost halfway through the race that this one was going to be right on the finish line in front.
Traveling like a winner most of the race, bet down from 8-1 to 5-2, but we'll take it. And terrific ride by George Ruiz, like you said.
Okay, well, I know that we have you have four sheets today. Aqueduct, you got Gulfstream, you got Los Alamitos, and at Oaklawn Park. So where are we going and what are we doing for picks?
All right, so let's go to Aqueduct, look at the seventh race today. It's a mile and an eighth on the main track, and I love the number four horse in here, Just Music. Three-year-old filly from the Linda Rice barn, rider switch today to Jose Lascano. This horse could handle the distance. Four starts, 3 seconds. Today she gets the job done and wins. I like number four, Just Music, to win today's seventh race out at Aqueduct.
Oh, yeah. Let's hope Just Music sings a sweet tune for the winners.
Music to my ears.
Music to the ears and the pocketbook as well. In the seventh race, number four, Just Music. The four, Just Music, and the seventh at Aqueduct. Jonathan's played there at the Big A. Where are we going next?
Let's go to Oaklawn. Right. Look at the second race today. 6 furlongs on the main track. A full field. 8 horses entered. And I like the number four horse in here, Blowtorch. This is a 5-year-old gelding from the Cody Rossin barn. This horse fits the criteria. He's won at Oaklawn in the past. He's run well at Oaklawn in the past. Mm-hmm. And he's been at Oaklawn for a while because he shows three works. Uh-huh. I like the price, 12-1. Kristen Torres, who I think was the leading rider there last year, or certainly did really well.
Yeah.
12-1 on the morning line. Number four, Blowtorch, upsets and wins today's second race out at Oaklawn.
Well, let's hope he torches the field today. In the second race, the four, Blowtorch, Christian Torres aboard, 12-1 on the morning line, but you say he fits the profile. And so let's get that winner home. In the second race, the four at Oaklawn. I will imagine we're going to wrap it up in Southern California.
Los Alamitos, 8th race today, a mile on the main track, and I really like the number two horse in here, Song of Shadows, a 4-year-old filly from the Steve Miotti barn. Horse has 2 starts at Los Al, and he's won them both. The only question is the distance. She's never been this far. Tiago Pierre aboard to ride. I think she takes him wire to wire, 3-1 in the morning line. Number two, Song of Shadows, send you home a winner.
All right. In the 8th race at Los Alamitos, the final race on the opening day there, number two, Song of Shadows. The two in the 8th race, Jonathan Hardoon's play to get you that dinner money. In the 8th race, the two horse. Don't forget full sheets, Los Alamitos, Aqueduct, Oaklawn, and Gulfstream Park available right now at Jonathan's website. And we will forgive you, Jonathan, from leaning off the screen a little bit here on the feed, but that's okay. Everything is fine. We know we heard you, and we're going to get some winners right off of that winner yesterday. Hey, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, you got it. We're going to come right back after a quick break, and then we're off to Los Alamitos. Bob Mazursky is standing by. He's going to give us the skinny on opening day at Los Al.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Tunnel Towers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Alrighty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to Bob Mazursky, standing by in Southern California, getting ready for opening day at Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. How's the weather out there, buddy? Nice?
It's nice. It's going to be in the 70s, I believe. It's a little overcast right now, but I'm sure it'll burn off and we'll have a nice day.
Well, I asked Jonathan Hardoon on opening day at Oaklawn for basic handicapping purposes. People have all of their handicapping principles. But what's the profile? What is the profile of Los Alamitos?
Well, I think it's a horse-for-course place. It's if horses have run well here before, they'll usually run well here again. And it doesn't really matter what their form was like at the preceding meet, whether it be Del Mar or Santa Anita. So I think that's something to look for. I also think people always assume because of the long stretch runners are going to have the edge, but that's not always the case. I think you want to be within range most of the time leading going into the stretch, like being in the first two or three. Horses do come from the clouds sometimes to win, but I think it's just a misconception that the long stretch favors stretch runners here.
And Bob, I know that there is a special, the circumference of the racetrack, there's little idiosyncrasies in there, and I think that the jockeys who have ridden at Los Alamitos probably have a better edge in when they get on the race course and placing their horses and those spots that are kind of different.
No, absolutely, it's completely different than Santa Anita and Del Mar in California, you know, with the way it was built when we expanded the track back in 2014 to accommodate the horses after Hollywood Park closed. It's definitely different. Some track jockeys do much better here than others. Some guys have really developed a style here that works very well. Edwin Maldonado, Tiago Pereira are two examples of guys that ride this track extremely well. And other people, when they first come here, it's a whole different experience. So it's always interesting to see how a jockey does the first time they come here. Some jockeys don't have as much success, but those two, I think, especially have really mastered how this track works.
I can that's on a day-to-day basis. I can tell you this, though. I think in the last meet, Juan Hernandez came out there on occasion to ride, and I think he was perfect there, wasn't he? Or pretty well, almost perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a meet a couple meets back where he went 6-for-6. He didn't ride that much. You know, he's riding the first couple days. He's riding Saturday and Sunday. He's got mounts in the stakes races, riding some other horses too. So, no, he rides this track very well, but he would ride well anywhere. I mean, if you put him on a horse just about anywhere, I think he'd have success. So he's just a naturally gifted rider and obviously the top rider year-round on this circuit.
Well, the Starlet comes up tomorrow, and I know that we'll take a look at that with your pick there tomorrow, but Bob Baffert, that and the Los Alamitos Futurity, they might as well rename the Bob Baffert Starlet, the Bob Baffert, Los Al Futurity, with all of the consecutive wins and all the wins he's had in those races with two-year-olds. But he's got three fillies going in the Starlet, but neither one of them are going to be the morning line favorite.
No, that's right. Baca with a Twist is the morning line favorite for Phil D'Amato. You know, she ran second behind Immersive, who is going to be the two-year-old filly champion after a win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Vodka with a Twist has been very consistent since she's come to California. She's been 1-2 in all five of her starts. So I think she is the one to beat. Baffert is running Nooney, who set the pace in the BC Juvenile Fillies, taking the blinkers off tomorrow. Then there's Tenma, who won the Grade 1 Del Mar Debutante earlier this year. That's where Juan Hernandez lands. And then we have Ma Wu stretching out. She's going to show speed. So Baffert's trying to win the race for an eighth consecutive year. D'Amato's trying to win it for the second time. He won it back in 2015 with a horse called Street Fancy. So I think the contention boils among those four, so it should be an interesting race tomorrow.
Yeah, it'll be a nice little chess game going on with the riders riding three different horses for Baffert, not wanting to get into either a speed duel or anything that's going to compromise the other stablemate. But we'll wait and see about that as we wait for that chess game. In the meantime, we got eight competitive races today at Los Alamitos. And, Bob, I remember that when you were last with us on the closing day of Los Al in the last meet, you gave us a winner. How about just parlaying that to this?
Well, we'll try. We'll try to go back-to-back over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like the outside horse, number seven, Ryan's Girl. I think I like her dream drawn outside. I think she's going to be the quickest of the quick in here. She ran much better second time out than she did first time out. I think if she's able to clear early, she can take these all the way. So number seven in race five, Ryan's Girl, listed at 7-2 on Ed Burghardt's morning line.
All right, and that's the fifth race today at Los Alamitos, the seven-horse Ryan's Girl, the seven in the fifth race. Want to remind everybody, there's only one pick five each racing day for the thoroughbred meet at Los Alamitos. It is the early pick five, and this race will be the anchor, the final race in that early pick five today. The seven-horse in that fifth race, Bob Mazursky's picks. And if you want more of what Bob has to offer, he's in plenty of places, aren't you, Bob?
Yeah, I do picks every day in Southern California at todaysracingdigest.com. I also do a graded handicap for the Southern California News Group papers, which includes the LA Daily News, Pasadena Star News, Orange County Register, among others.
All right, you got it. Thanks a lot, Bob. Great to have you back on the show for Los Al. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Ralph. Take care.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. A man who gave us a very unique and a very, I think, a very important aspect into betting sports and especially football with the spreads when it comes to the spreads and that infamous half a point or what they call a hook, because you can, in many sports books, buy the hook down and get rid of it if you like the favorite. And if you don't and you like the underdog, you take that hook that they give you, and that exactly came into play yesterday with the Detroit and Green Bay football game. It landed exactly on three. The spread was 3.5. If you bet Green Bay and you got the 3.5, you won. And if you bet Detroit and bought down the hook to three, well, you're getting your money back, right, Richie?
Yeah, nothing wrong with a push, Ralph, to get your money back if you bet the Lions is -3. Yesterday was an example of, if the bettors used their noodle and did what I suggested, the Lion bettors should have done no worse than a push, and the Packer bettors should have all won at +3.5. It's a kind of game that's a bookmaker's nightmare. Not that they're going to go broke, Ralph, but no. You know what I mean. In essence, all the Packer winners should have won, and all the Lions bettors should have pushed.
Yes, and the books are still open today, but they took a nick. They took a hit yesterday. The books, when it lands like that, the sports books also take a deficit on that particular game. I will say that it was pretty nerve-wracking for that spread at the end of the game because you just didn't know what was going on. And when Detroit went on fourth down instead of kicking the field goal, there must have been a lot of screaming and yelling going on in the book. Just, you know, I'm sure that the Green Bay folks were saying, just get it over with. And the Detroit fans were saying, make the first down or get something crazy and get into the end zone.
Yeah, I'll give Dan Campbell a lot of credit, Ralph. When he tells his team to go for it, I think they went for a fourth down five times, yeah. And they converted four times, including right at the end of the game, which snuffed out any chance for the Packers getting the ball back and maybe coming back down the field with about 40 seconds to go. So he knew what he was doing, and he trusted Jared Goff and the offense to get that half a yard. And I had a feeling there, Ralph, for a second. I thought the Packers might let him score because then they would get the ball back. you know, with about 40 seconds left, down by seven.
I was thinking the same thing. I thought, man, if they're going to step aside and let them score so they can try to come back and win the game or tie it again, that's going to be a nightmare for a lot of the gamblers out there. But it went pretty much to Hoyle, and so that's the way it is. But we got three college football conference championship games today. One of them, of course, is our UNLV running Rebels here. And if they win, they're going to make it. They win the Mountain West Championship. They're going to make it into the playoffs. Our UNLV football team. How about that?
That's an incredible story, Ralph. And I'm going to be rooting like heck for UNLV. I know you will, too, and everybody in town. It's hard to believe after watching 25 years of Rebels football, for me personally, to see them on the precipice of actually really getting something done. And Coach Odom, God, I hope he stays, Ralph. I know a lot of schools are going to be offering big money to Coach Odom to come coach their team, but I hope we can keep him somehow.
Yeah, me too, because his ticket's going to be high, and we'll wait and see if we can keep him here. But in the meantime, tonight's game is going to be something. I'll be sitting in front of the TV set rooting for them. And I know you will be rooting for them, too, but there's two other championship games also tonight, and I have a feeling that you may not be picking UNLV because it might be from the heart. You might want to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't want to have my heart get in the way of my head. I'm going to go to another game, Ralph. It's 103-104. It's Tulane against Army for the American Championship. It's going to be played at the Mikey Stadium up at the West Point. It's a big home field advantage for the Army Cadets. But I tell you what, Ralph, we went against Army last week, gave out Texas San Antonio. Texas San Antonio gave them all they could handle. They lost the game, but they covered the spread. Again, I like Tulane. I think Tulane is the second-best team that Army has played all year, the best team being Notre Dame. And Notre Dame just ran right over the top of them. Yeah. I think Tulane just has too much talent, even though they're on the road. I'm going to lay the 4.5. Tulane.
4.5 is almost kind of like almost a dead number, isn't it?
Well, most people suggest 3 is the home field advantage. Yeah. So, you know, that means they do favor Tulane a little bit. Yeah. But they'd be probably like a 7-point favorite on a neutral field, that kind of thing. But the Green Wave has a real, real talented roster. And athletically, they're a much more talented team than Army. But Army, give them credit, Ralph. They've had a fantastic season.
All right. We'll take Tulane -4.5 tonight in that race for the money. And we'll be rooting for UNLV in the Mountain West Championship. Now let's get to a pick at the horses off of that nice winner yesterday in the mud at the fairgrounds. You have a full sheet today, a handicapping sheet for Los Alamitos, available at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Where are we going today? What race?
My horse is going to come in the first race, Ralph. It's a mile on the main track. And an interesting angle for me is the number 3, McGregor Lake, 7-2 in the morning line. This horse only has one race on the main track. But when Doug O'Neill claimed this horse for $25,000 two back, I'm pretty sure he claimed this horse with the idea that he thinks this horse can dirt. So he's trying him on the dirt today for $25,000. If he loses him, so be it. He gets his money back. Mm-hmm. But I think he opens up many options if this horse can dirt. Good race last time out. Just got beat a couple lengths on the turf. Number 3, McGregor Lake, 7-2, race 1.
All right, first race, 12:30 post time. First race of the season, first race of the day. In the first race, the 3, McGregor Lake, the 3 in the first. Get the rest at the RaceDayLasVegas.com websites. Talk to you tomorrow, Rich.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Good luck, everybody.
All right, we're going to keep rolling on this race day show for this Friday. We're going right to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. We keep telling everybody when they can get the Lindo Report here at the South Point, free of charge, exclusively here, only here in Las Vegas, Nevada, can you get the Lindo Report, and it's free and complimentary here. On every one of your Lindo reports, you suggest a late pick 4, sometimes a late pick 5. But yesterday it was suggested late pick 4 at Gulfstream Park. You did a Gulfstream Park Lindo report yesterday, and you hit the thing. It was a $24 layout with the late scratch in the race before you bet it. And so for the $24, you got $176 in change back. You got to play that late pick 4. It's something that's unique there on the Lindo report. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, on a chalky day, that was good value, so we'll take that for sure.
Yeah, no, we had to get a $20 horse to win the last race, but when we got that, we got the highest payoff available there. So real quick, John, because I didn't know if Jerry would be with us, I see that we got him locked in here. So we'll get right to Los Alamitos, reminding everybody that at Los Alamitos, the Linda Report is available right here at the South Point free of charge. Picks in every race, a suggested late pick four again, and, of course, all the goody information. And the Linda Report, by the way, at Del Mar Final, the Linda Report had 35% winners out of 145 picks. You had 50 winners and a flat bet profit for the entire meet of the Linda Report. Good stuff, John.
Well, thank you, sir. Yeah, that, I think that's four meets in a row we've shown a flat bet profit every race, every day. So well, that's hard to do, so I'm very happy about that.
All right, let's get a pick today at Los Al. Let's start with a winner on the first day.
Third race at Los Alamitos. Back in September at this meet, I gave out number two, Jerry Spirit, who won that day by open lengths and got 6-1. We won't get 6-1 today, but we know he likes this course. This is a horse-for-course kind of track. I think he gets a good stocking trip in here. So 3-1 on the morning line on over a track he loves. Mm-hmm. Number two, Jerry Spirit, race number three at Los Alamitos. And, Ralph, the only other thing, make sure you know when you do play the pick fours there, minimum bet is $1, not 50 cents at Los Alamitos.
Absolutely. You got it, my man. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Good luck today.
All right. You got it, John Lindo. We're going to Jerry Jackowicz now. Didn't think we'd get you today, Jerry, with your travel plans there, but you are here with us. And we'll get right to your picks because we didn't think you'd make it on the air in time.
Sure, I just want to make one quick statement. The power pages haven't gone out yet for today. They'll go out in about 1 hour after the show. So.
Yeah, that's why I thought you were probably having a problem with the travel plans because we didn't receive any of your power pages. But they'll be coming out, folks.
You bet. Okay. Right, let's go to Aqueduct's fourth race. Billy Mott's coming back with a victory way off a long way off from 2023, but this is a really nicely meant young three-year-old. So his first race is an older horse. 5-2 seems pretty reasonable. We might get it. I'll take the four horse in the fourth race. Play the four over the 1, 5, 6 small reverses. The four in the fourth at Aqueduct.
All right, the fourth race at Aqueduct, number four, Jose Lascano aboard for Belmont at 5-2 on the morning line. That's Jerry J's play at the Big A at Aqueduct. And the link-ups again?
1, 5, and 6, Ralph.
1, 5, and 6. And, of course, there is a 1-1 entry, so you're going to take either one of the entries?
Yeah.
Okay.
One's as good as the other.
All right, you got it. In the fourth race, the four. Easy to remember, 4 over 1, 5, 6 in reverse. Again, the win bet in the fourth race at Aqueduct is the four victory way, and we hope he finds the way to the victory circle, that's for sure. All right, let's go to Los Alamitos on opening day there.
Yeah, in race number six, Laius, that would be the three horse in the sixth race. Laius, I guess, is the way you put it. Looks really like, looks better than these. I got to give him a chance to really run good first time over Los Al. It's a nice strip, a lot of horses like it. I'll take the 3 over the 1, 4, and 5.
All right. The 3, by the way, the 3 is Leia's Candy. Leia's Candy is the name of the horse.
Candy, yeah.
Yeah, but the 3 horse in the sixth race, easy to remember there. It's the 3 in the sixth race. The link-ups are 1, 4, and 5 in reverse. And, of course, again, Jerry, I didn't know whether you'd make it in time, but you did. So that's good. And the power pages will be coming out, folks. As soon as he's done with the show, he's going to start with the power pages, and they'll be out for you at jerryjspowerpage.com, right?
That's it.
All right. We hope he had the great travel plans because, you know, with all of the problems that the airlines have and the airports and the weather and all that, knowing that you were coming back from New York, we were wondering if you made it back in time.
Yeah, no, everything went smooth.
Oh, did it really? Well, that's good. That's good then. Not a problem there. I will ask you, and you got 20 seconds to tell me the profile at Los Al as far as you're concerned.
It's really a horse for course.
Oh, yeah.
You know, stay away from the rail horses sometimes, but sometimes the rail's okay there, so.
You know,
but I think it's worse for course type of thing.
I've asked every one of our handicappers today their thoughts in the profile Los Al, and every one of them said horse for course. So we'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, no, it really, really is. Some horses just love it, and other horses just Not for them.
All right.
Don't ask me why.
We are going to wrap up the show and remind you we'll be back tomorrow morning, same time at 7 a.m. We're going to be rooting for the UNLV Running Rebels to win the Mountain West Championship tonight at Boise. In the meantime, go ahead and say it, Jerry, quick.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Cilotto at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.